Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 25th of January 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, by the digital group. HF relays 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7 JGD, 14.130 MHz Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, 28.525 MHz Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie, and locally in Hobart on UHF CB24 and HF CB24 11 metres with Mark VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. Missed it live? Catch the relay Tuesday night 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA North, VK7 RHT, and on UHF CB24, HF CB24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. WIA News. WIA Board Election Information. Please note the candidate statements for the upcoming WIA Board Election are available on the WIA website at the link on the email edition of the broadcast. Contest News. Australia Day Contest 2026. Each year on January 26th there is a WIA-sponsored contest to encourage amateur radio promotion activity around the world, and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. The aim of the contest is for VK amateurs to contact other amateurs around the world. Some VK operators will be using the AX prefix to celebrate Australia Day, and this prefix is sought after by many amateurs around the world. Scoring is distance-based and calculated using 4-character grid squares. The contest operates from 2200 UTC 25th January to 1000 UTC 26th January 2026, and there are single and multi-operator categories and many different modes, including phone, CW, mixed and digi, FT8, FT4. Electronic logs in Cabrillo format are required, however. WSJTX uses and can operate as normal and use the .adi file to create their log. No contest mode necessary. Emitted bands are 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands only. For more details, take a look at the contest website on the link in the email edition of the broadcast. Came from the WIA. VK7AR News. Updated roster available. Did you know there are over 20 people involved in bringing you the WIA and VK7AR News broadcast each week? Writing, compiling, editing, proofing, reading, rebroadcasting, and many other things associated with the broadcast. Life tends to get in the way every so often, and that means that our roster needs to be periodically updated. An update has just occurred that involves our callback operators, and so there is a link to the updated 2026 roster available on the email edition of the broadcast. Thanks for your patience. 73 Justin VK7TW. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s AX, ZGK, ZAB, EV, TW, ZCF, TED, and 00, all sharing over 50 photos. The main themes were trains in the UK and Netherlands, the Tasmanian Limited and steam trains at Don River, the Claremont rail car and a tram in Hobart, the new all-electric ferry and where to put the backup battery, the Gordon River Dam and Lake, a huge car boot sale and some of the purchased test instruments. Other highlights were the recent Aurora Australis with a comparison to the one in May 2024 at the same location, holding up the White Cliffs of Dover and the entrance to M15's HQ in the UK, the withdrawal symptoms affecting your eyesight when you stop having a whiskey, a pussycat with a solar charge meter, instructions on how to open a glass door, that's sad, Sir Isaac Newton working on a Pink Floyd album cover, and no, you can't have your Greenland dessert yet. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV international gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PC1K in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions, otherwise you will get set upon by the Volcanus Man. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you miss the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's website or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. With the long weekend, we will see some increased activity on the bands. A lot of operators will be substituting their usual VK prefix with the AX prefix for Australia Day. Travis VK7VXT headed to Mount Field East, a summit standing 1,274 metres. This is a very popular summit amongst activators and not the first time Travis has made the trek. He successfully contacts into VK and JA from the summit. Jim VK7JS made his way to Herringback Summit in Southeast VK7, operating both CW and SSB. Jim logged 17 contacts across VK and ZL, earning 4 activator points in the process. Matt VK7MAT rolled out the quad bike and activated Paradise Plains Regional Reserve and Mount Victoria Regional Reserve, located around 25 kilometres southeast of Scottsdale. Band conditions were challenging, but he still managed to log 32 contacts across the two activations, operating on 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres. I hope everyone enjoys the long weekend and manages to get on the air. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at 23 January 2026 is in the email edition of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list below? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys or are unwanted and have been held for some time. Thank you to those who advised me at the Reist car boot sale last weekend. Send Herman your QTH address so he can either mail them out or, if enough cards to make it cost effective, or deliver on an opportunity basis. Email to westyh@aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, Manager, WIA, VK7, Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Update on VK7AX/VK7RDR International SSTV Gateways. Tony VK7AX now runs 2 by SSTV International Gateways connected to a European server running SlowScan TVNet software. They are independent, separate gateways and are operational 24/7 except for Sundays between 9 a.m. and 12 midday. The VK7RDR gateway is connected to the Dazzler Range repeater on 434.775/439775 with CTCS tone of 91.5. The gateway is accessible on Allstar node 28348. For those remote stations wishing to connect on either voice or SSTV, the VK7AX gateway is operated from Ulverston for local SSTV activity, including the Tasmanian SSTV net on Thursday nights when it is switched to the VK7RJG repeater. It is anticipated that it will be available shortly via RF around Ulverston on 147.4 simplex. Users, please note that for the gateways to operate successfully, it is mandatory to leave at least a 30-second break between transmissions to allow European stations to download their pictures. Failure to leave the 30-second break often results in the loss of incoming pictures. The Gateway server has substantial logs of pictures that are relayed via the individual repeaters. This even includes the TassieNet over the previous weeks. It is suggested that people interested in this history can visit the SSTV homepage of VK7AX at the link on the email edition of the broadcast and include some links for various webcams, etc. Enjoy. 73, Tony, VK7AX. You are listening to VK7WA, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. Annual General Meeting. The annual general meeting of NWTARC will take place at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 14th February 2026, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an annual general meeting will be to confirm the minutes of the last preceding annual general meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, employees, and other persons acting on behalf of the association, reports on the transaction of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holders, committee, auditor and public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid their 2026 membership subscription to be able to vote at the annual general meeting, and they will need to have paid their 2026 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second someone for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting, after which afternoon tea will also be held, and members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have single packaged tea, coffee, sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, then please do not attend the meeting. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN, Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. A reminder to all users of VK7RAA, 2-meter repeater on Mount Arthur. Don't forget that due to the oncoming problem with the squelch opening, it was decided last year to implement tone access. This will require your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone of 123 Hz on your transmission. This change will be implemented in the near future, depending on weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. The Clubroom Technical Night had its first get-together for 2026 last Wednesday night. It was very well attended, with eager members swelling the numbers even before the normal start time of 6:30. There was certainly a lot to catch up on amongst the members after the Christmas break. Interestingly, and also overwhelmingly, the items brought in for perusal of show and tell weren't from the Christmas period. Nearly everything came courtesy of a huge car boot sale recently held by Riest at the Queen's Domain. The cross-section of items ranged from an original Avo 8 Mark II multimeter to a Handtech digital handheld portable oscilloscope, hardline coaxial cable to a digital capacitance and inductance multimeter, a double paddle Morse key, to an HP DarkLogic analyzer. This one also brought back some happy memories of fault finding and adjustment from last century. These items, plus many technical subjects, were covered during the customary roundtable discussion that followed. One common thought was, what a great day the car boot sale was, and for all Northerners that travelled south for the day. Apart from all the goodies, it was an excellent chance to catch up with friends and see some new faces. On the day, the smell of nostalgia may have been old, but the sausages and hamburgers weren't, and they tasted great. So, from Wallace and Gromit, thanks for a grand day out. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2026 membership is due, and the fees are still $45 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand, and we thank those people who made direct donations to the club. If you are a repeater user or would just like to support its funding, we would be also happy to receive your contribution towards ongoing repeater maintenance. Donations can be made either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to P.O. Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donations will be gladly accepted and officially receipted. The annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, 11th February 2026 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours, 7:30 p.m. Please start thinking about who you would like to see nominated for the new 2026 committee. Club members are reminded that they will need to be 2026 financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting. Nomination forms are available from the NTARC website in the members area for download. For your convenience, the forms are also available from the NTARC rooms at the coffee mornings and next club technical night. Upcoming events: on-air test and technical net session every Wednesday night, testnet and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Room Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 4th of February, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting, Wednesday, the 11th of February, 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Huge car boot sale and barbecue wrap. A huge thank you to all who came along to the car boot sale last Sunday, and a special thank you to all those who came down from Launceston and further afield. We had a total of 12 car boots with a huge range of pre-loved treasures, and a brisk trade was happening. The committee would also like to thank our chef de excellence, Tony, VK7VKT, who cooked up a storm on the barbecue and kept everyone fed. Thanks, Tone. The weather held up, and there was even more sunshine to brighten the trading. Thanks again to all. 73 Reist Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Group. Last Wednesday night, we started with a look at the recent space weather event, including propagation reports and photos. We then moved to a wrap-up on the car boot sale, and then Steve, VK700, took us through the recent weather sonde recovery using his mobile sonde receiver, which he showed in the studio. Justin, VK7TW, then showed his prototype of the K3NG Kia with a demo of its functionality. We finished with the future training and event dates. This Wednesday night is a WEGS night, and we will be continuing on the Kia theme with the K1EL K14 Kia, along with the latest at Dubas magazine and some other very interesting items. On Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The show at the DATV studio gets underway at 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. And there is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, seriously cunning plan developments, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving at the club rooms as well. Please note, we are currently not broadcasting on DVB-T RF. See you there or on stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Tools and Space Weather Reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? On February 2026, Presentation Night brings Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us all about Fee-Fi-Fo-Muff, all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including the time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, tech maps, EES, graphics, PCAs, solar indices and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favorite band just vanished, this session may give you the skills to read the sky like a pro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain Club Rooms, 73 Reist Committee. February Forum Night, Whisper Propagation Tool and Dataset. Our February Forum Night will be all about WSPR, pronounced Whisper, which stands for Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. This is part of the suite of modes available on the WSJTX Digital Communications application. Atmospheric physicist Dr. Andrew Klekerquick will be giving us a short presentation on the value of Whisper dataset and some of the research he has been doing using the dataset. We will then open it up to the audience to take us through how they are using Whisper and the various tools available. Wednesday, 11th February 2026 from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms, and it will be streamed on the Reist YouTube channel. See you there or on the stream. 73 Reist Committee. February 2026, Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated will be held at 11 a.m. on 15th February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close on 7th February 2026, and the nomination form is available from the Reist website, Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates, foundation training and assessment days, held every 2 months, and the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments held on alternate months. Next is the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reistassessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WAA foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, Reist is there to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 Gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 PM AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night by the North-South Link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then, north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and TechNet sessions, every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM, then TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday, 4th February from 6:30 PM at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 AM to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group on 2 metres VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780, Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 PM local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DXNet 144.19 USB. VK7 events, Reist 4 February. Interpreting propagation tools and space weather with VK2ZRH from 7:30 PM in QD Club Rooms and streamed. NTARC 11 February Annual General Meeting from 7:30 PM in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reist 11 February Forum Night, Whisper from 7:30 PM in QD Club Rooms and streamed. NWTARC 14 February Annual General Meeting from 1:30 PM, followed by General Meeting in Scout Hall 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reist 15 February Annual General Meeting and Barbecue from 11 AM AGM and 12 noon Barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader BK7TW. Repeaters Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflectors 91C Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, please remember you can always catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT in the south, UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can always join the conversation of our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.